I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about what you should do after you get back from a workshop. Are you ready? Let's get started. So you go to some training. Maybe it's really good training. And then you come back to the office, and real work returns. First of all, you have the backup of all the work that you didn't get done while you were gone, and all the people that are flooding into your office or around your workspace to talk to you because you've been gone for a period of time. All that's true. That's all true for all folks when they go to training. It's especially true for us as leaders. Now, I could do a whole series of Remarkable TV episodes or do a whole workshop on all the things that we could do differently when we come back from a workshop to be more successful. But today I'm talking specifically about you as a leader. When you come back from any training, what do you need to do in order to have greater success? I'm going to suggest that there are three things that you as a leader need to do when you come back from training. And here they are. Number one, you need to decide one thing that you want to do differently as a result of what you learned in the workshop, and then tell your team about it. Number two, I want you to ask your team to give you feedback on how you're doing on that. And then number three, I want you to do it. So let's talk about those a little bit more. First, you got to pick one thing that you want to work on. You may have a lot of things you want to do. I want you to pick one to get started with. There's at least one of those things that your team is in the perfect position to help you with, because it's them that are going to be the result or the recipient of the changed behavior. So they're the perfect people to give you feedback. So you tell them what it is that you want to work on, and then you ask them for their feedback, and then you take action on what you said you were going to do, and of course on the feedback that they give you. Now, doing this does several things. Number one, it improves the chances that you'll actually get results, because you'll be focused enough and you'll be accountable to your team because you've told them what you're going to work on. So it's a lot harder for them, you know, to let you off the hook. Another great advantage of this is you're now leading by example. See, the next time you send them to training or they go to training and they come back and you ask them, what did they learn and what are they going to do? They won't see that as a foreign concept. Why? Because that's what you do as well. The chances of them following up based on their training experience goes way up because they see you doing it and you're expecting it of them because you expect it of yourself. You send a tremendous example. You get better results for yourself. You help others get better results. You hold yourself accountable. There's just a tremendous number of great things that you do when you take these three steps. Now, you can share what you learned with a boss or other people as well, and I'm not saying not to do that, but I'm saying engage your team in your learning. Invest in them by letting them know what it is that you're going to work on, because when you do that, the chances of your success go way up. So here's today's tweet. If you want better results after training, you must take different actions when you get back to work. Now, this is a different kind of advice, and I realize that, and I know it makes sense, but it's also a different kind of advice than you might normally get. That's the kind of different perspective that I'm going to give you in our most advanced leadership workshop. We call it Leading at the Next Level. And in this workshop, and we have workshops for leaders at all levels, but today I want to tell you a little bit about Leading at the Next Level, which is the leadership workshop for folks with the most experience. It isn't necessarily those at the highest levels, but people that have been at it for a while, that are serious about getting better, and are ready to take the next step in their own development. Like all of our other workshops, it is highly interactive, highly engaging, and a super great learning experience. This one, more than others, is more reflective and really is a chance for you to work on your own stuff, and the course gets tailored around the small group of folks that will be there. I'd love for you to take a look at the link on this page and learn more about this workshop or any of our other leadership workshops, and I look forward to seeing you at one of those soon. I also look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Remarkable TV.